See, told you. Tech music, if ever there was some. Remember the embattled Samsung Galaxy Note 7 recalled last year after units began catching fire due to overheating? Well, hooray, just in time for winter, it's back. It's returning as the Samsung Galaxy Note Fan Edition. And the phone's been partially made from recycled parts. Is it enough to win back trust? I will put that question to Angus Kidman. He's editor-in-chief at finder.com. Angus, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan.
So this will be the feel-good hit of the winter, the Samsung Galaxy Note Fan Edition. Any other big changes apart from the name?
They've changed the battery in it. So the original Note 7, the battery was problematic. So it has a less powerful battery than the previous version, and it's about 30% cheaper. Although it's got most of the same guts as that original phone, it's come out at a lower price. Now, before you get too excited about warming your fingers around it, at this stage, it is only going on sale in Korea. It's not being offered around the rest of the world. Okay. So it's a relatively limited edition phone in that way. About 400,000 of them.
If they catch fire, they can just throw them over the border as some sort of act of resistance to the North.
Oh, potentially. But actually, it's interesting. I think the main incentive for Samsung actually going ahead and doing this is that they had this huge supply of phones because they recalled all the phones that were sent out. And then they were under pressure from environmental groups who said, look, you can't just throw out all of those phones into disposable
components. Use that stuff.
That's incredibly wasteful. And it would be incredibly wasteful. And I guess the pragmatic reality is that to have pulled the phones apart entirely and reused those components would have been perhaps, fearsomely expensive. So saying, lots of people did like the phone. It was a really well-reviewed phone when it came out. It was a great little piece of kit, apart from this
right up to
tendency
the point where it burst into flames.
Overheating. Yeah. Yes. Although, again, we shouldn't exaggerate that. There were lots of them that didn't burst into flames. Okay. There was an abundance of caution in recalling it. But, it's an interesting move to say, we don't want to just... Throw all this stuff out, create an environmental problem. So we'll take them in, we'll resell them. We'll be clear about where they've come from. So anyone buying one of these things knows what's involved.
Well, isn't that an interesting marketing challenge? We're good, we're salvaging, but it is the phone you remember. But it's better. It's cheaper. You'll be able to use them, of course, using Wi-Fi at 30,000 feet on Qantas.
Well, indeed, this is you'll be able to use them without getting a warning. We only just stopped getting onto planes and being told, hey, if you're flying with a Note 7, stop it right now. You're being very naughty.
Yes, yes.
So Qantas have been running trials all year for their in-flight Wi-Fi. They sort of officially launched this back in April when they piled a bunch of journalists, including myself, onto a plane to let us test it out on the single plane that had it working. And we tested it out and it seemed quite nice, but it seemed to have a few bugs. And I remember tweeting some messages about how it wasn't working. When it was working, to say I was not working all the time, and then Qantas getting very upset about the fact that I'd done that. But apparently things have progressed a little bit since that time, and we've now moved on. Qantas says that, it's so far in their tests, about 32% of people who are on a plane, this one plane that has Wi-Fi enablement, use it, and 32% seems to be low. You think the percentage of people who get onto a phone who are probably a plane carrying a smartphone is going to be high. I would think it was 80% plus easily. But only about a third of them are thinking, when they're told, hey, there's Wi-Fi on this plane, you can use it and it's free, only about a third of them are actually getting in and using it. And I don't know, I honestly thought that figure would be higher. Qantas seems to say they actually think, that's very acceptable and that lots of airlines only get to about 10% of people using them. But I'm actually amazed that people are turning down the option to have a free Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah. And probably at better speeds than they'll get at home.
Well, possibly, depending on which unfortunate stage of the NBN they've sort of found themselves in. Yeah. So, I really thought that number would be higher, but it is early days. It is only one plane and they don't advertise it much. So as this rollout continues, maybe we'll see a bit more enthusiasm.
And that's the intention, to spread it across the fleet?
So certainly across the majority of sort of the big capital city domestic fleet. The end goal is to have it across about 80 planes. In Qantas's total fleet is about 124 planes. So not going to see it on international services for a while yet. Not going to see it on little local QantasLink flights. But the aim is that by the end of 2018, if you're jumping on one of Qantas's most common flights, like Sydney to Melbourne, which is one of the most trafficked air routes in the world, then there's a really good you can expect that you'll be able to get on there and you'll have access to this free Wi-Fi service.
And presumably this is via satellite, yeah?
Yeah, this is via the SkyMaster satellites that have been rolled out as part of the NBN. That was another source of controversy, was the feeling that people who are getting the satellite NBN service on the ground, which isn't the fastest way you can get the NBN, were saying, well, hang on, is this going to be even worse? Because we're also now competing with all these flyers.
Ah, okay, sucking up the bandwidth for poor farmers in regional Australia.
Exactly, but we've been assured that, no, that the priority always goes to the on-the-ground customers and it's only what's left that they're allowed to use.
Angus, thank you. Angus Kidman, editor-in-chief at finder.com, talking tech.